Hi, everyone. Just a reminder that this show is not legal advice, trading advice, financial advice, or personal advice. Enjoy the show, and thank you very much. Yo, yo, welcome to Crypto 101, the average consumer's guide to cryptocurrency. This is Matthew Aaron, and today we have on Sherbin Lee, co-founder of CastBox. Now, I know you guys are thinking, isn't CastBox that podcast app? Yeah, it is. But they are integrating blockchain and cryptocurrency into their existing product. They have built in an Ethereum wallet and a way to send tips and reward content creators on their CastBox podcast app. Also, they're coming out with a new product called ContentBox, which is a platform for creators. And we're going to hear all about ContentBox and CastBox in a moment. But before we do, I want to tell you about the previews and the roundups that I'm going to start doing on YouTube and our Facebook page for every podcast. Before the podcast is released, I'm going to give you a preview of it. I'm going to tell you how we got to this point, how we hooked up, and why they're coming on the show. And then after they come on the show, the podcast is released, I'm going to give you a roundup. And I'm going to give you my insights of the conversation. There's a lot of things that happen off air, behind the scenes, and you know, just the content or what they say during the podcast. Well, there's a lot to unpack sometimes, and I'm going to start unpacking that for you. So please subscribe to us on YouTube at Crypto 101 with Matthew Aaron, or join our Facebook page. If you go on our Facebook page, please answer all three questions so we can let you into the group. Also, go to crypto101podcast.com, check us out, send us emails, and don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment on iTunes. Oh, and Aaron Paul, ICO 101. Do the same for him. Good show. Now, without further ado, Sherbin Lee of CastBox. Sherbin Lee, founder of CastBox, welcome to Crypto 101.
Thank you, Matthew.
What we want to do today is you have two projects. The first project is CastBox. It's a podcasting app. It's the app that I use daily to listen to my podcast. I just put on my Facebook Live video about your wallet, actually, and showed everybody the podcast I listen to on CastBox.
Cool.
and you have another product coming out called ContentBox. So what I want to do is I want to know a little bit about you, a little bit about CastBox, go into ContentBox because ContentBox is on the blockchain, and then just hear your opinion about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and the market in general. What do you think?
Yeah, cool. So let's start from my self-introduction, right?
Let's start with you. Sherbin Lee, who are you?
Yeah, Sherbin Lee. So now I'm the co-founder of CMO of CastBox and also the partner of ContentBox, because the ContentBox is a blockchain project we just launched. My work history is, so I used to work in Google for 9 years, 5 years in Beijing office and 4 years in Google Dublin. So when I were in Google, I worked for app promotions around different world. And before that, I graduated from Peking University, so Beijing Daxue. So my major was biology. But after 4 years, I got tired from maybe killing mouse every day. So I decided not to go forward to. I did not want to keep going to that. And then so at that time, Google Beijing office just started hiring for 1 or 2 years. So I entered Google. So after 9 years in Google, I think that is good time for me to move forward to another stage. So I joined a startup. So that is the CastBox. So we would like to introduce a new podcast app from the beginning for Android users. Apple have a strong iTunes podcast, right? Mm-hmm. So that is the biggest one, dominant one. Mm-hmm. But for Android platform, the choice is not so many choices, right? There's no app perfect enough, we think. So that is why we would like to build a podcast app. And also, all the founders for CastBox and Podcast Fine. So that is why we decide to build podcast app.
Right on. Let's go back to you for a little bit. A little too quick going into CastBox, because we don't know who you are yet. But your founders, they are. I saw that they are all also Beijing Daxue graduates as well.
Yeah.
So you guys are all friends in school?
I am friend with my CEO. So we went to the same college. We went to the same high school even.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Are you from Beijing?
I'm from Tianjin, the city nearby Beijing.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. I don't know if everybody knows Beijing Daxue, but Beijing University is the best university in China. It's like people call it the Harvard of China.
Yeah, the top two, I think.
And even in the world, it is ranked probably in the top 50 always. So it's probably ranked around number 40 or so in top universities in the world.
Yeah, then biology were the most popular
major.
Discipline? Major discipline at that time, you know, in the beginning of 2000s, mm-hmm. because many people believe that is the century for biology. Mm-hmm. So I studied biology, but I didn't expect that this is the century for biology. That is for true, but it's the later half part.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So you said you got sick of killing mouse.
Yeah, that's true.
So is that basically what biology is? Is you take a mouse and you kill it and figure out what's going on?
Well, we also do some like experiments very similar to chemistry major.
Okay. So now we can go into CastBox a little bit.
Okay. So maybe I can also tell you that my interest is to, how does it, you may do not believe. So when I speak Chinese, I'm a good like stand comedian.
Oh, really?
So I play crosstalk whenever in university and whenever in Google.
Oh wow, okay.
but English is not my mother tongue, so I cannot present myself really good.
No, you're doing fine. It's interesting because you guys made a podcast app.
Yeah.
And what was the goal of making CastBox? Why you said there wasn't many options on Google. When was CastBox released?
In the beginning of 2016.
So it's almost brand new. I just learned about it a couple months ago. So there wasn't many options on Google. So you guys made the app, which I think is very brave, to be honest.
Why brave? Because I give up Google's career.
No, because two reasons. Because the podcast market has already had apps there. There was, you know, there's Apple Podcasts, but that's only for Apple. Like you said, there's Google. There's the Google Play Store. There was other apps that you can download, you know, for, you know, like iHeartRadio and things like that. You can in Spotify as well. And also the second reason why I thought it was brave is because most of these apps are restricted or kind of, I don't want to say blocked, but slowed down or not usable in China. So coming from China to make a podcast app is hard.
Actually, our aim market is not China.
Right.
So now CastBox is also not accessible in China, actually. So the goal from the beginning is to make a global audio platform. Because both the CEO and I have the overseas like selling and overseas as app promotion experience. So the CEO worked with app developers to help them to monetize, and I help with advertisers to promote their apps. So actually, the market we kind of familiar is outside China instead of within China. And the app you mentioned, like Spotify, I think that is music focused, right? That is not talking, spoken audio platform, actually. And also iHeartRadio, this kind of thing, it just, how to say, it's a reactive way to receive audio information. But podcast is kind of proactive way. Audience can proactively choose what they want according to their subscriptions. But radio, you kind of like just open it and listen to it. And also just you mentioned that what you have mentioned, those app, I think their growth is kind of slow. You know, so they have a like big audience base just because they start much earlier. But if we calculate the user growth, so we are much faster than them. So within 2 years, we have already accumulated 17 million installers.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So what is the overall market right now for people who listen to podcasts, and what kind of market share does CastBox have?
I think now actually the market share, now we are the top three app in US under the news and magazine app category in Google Play.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what about for Apple?
For Apple, we are not that far. So I have told you that. So we start with Android and we build the iOS version, just follow Android style. So I think iOS will be our next step focus for CastBox because we got a like big competitor there. But our user feedback shows us that our UI, our interface are more friendly than theirs. So we have tried to, try to use the same function. For iTunes podcast, you need to click 21 times, but for us, you only need to click 7 times to find out the podcast, sort episode, subscribe, and listen.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I never really thought about how many clicks until you get the result you want.
I can share you the video comparison later if you want.
Oh, please send me the link and I can throw that on the Facebook page. Because honestly, I do like the podcast app. A couple of things that pissed me off about the Apple podcast app is that it got really slow. It started putting only the newest 6 podcasts that came out on your homepage. It didn't give you really good notifications of what podcast came out. And then another really cool thing that you guys did is you were able to sign up with the CastBox app and then import all your subscriptions. So you didn't have to look for new shows. You just, boom, they're all there already.
Yeah. I think for Apple, like iTunes podcast is a very small piece of their business, but we fully focus on CastBox, so we can make better things, right?
Why do you think that you are gaining so much market share so fast? What about CastBox? What about your team? What about the design? What about the intuition of making this making it user-friendly made you gain so much market share so fast?
I think, first of all, we need to have a very good product. That is first of all. If CastBox is not good enough, so whatever we can, whatever promotion method we can use, that won't make sense, right? So from the beginning, when we only have maybe 3 engineering guys, we have started to upgrade our app. I would say we release a new version every week. So we connect user feedback. So from the beginning till now, so we have already received 200,000 user feedback, and we reply those feedback within 24 hours for each guy. So all their like suggestions we take and move to our new version. So we got a very like fast upgrade speed to make our product from scratch to good quality, I think. And also, so in the last year, we introduced some like technology that I think our competitors don't have. So one is the in audio search function that is based on the NLP technology. So for example, so we got this interview together right now, and that might be a 30 minute or even 1 hour long. But if the audience want to just, for example, if they only want to listen to the NLP technology or in audio search related part, they can just type in audio search and then CastBox can find them, can help them to locate when and where this phrase appear, and they can just click and start from that exact time slot. So that will save users time. And also we introduced the personalized recommendation, so which is based on deep learning. Yeah. So we use TensorFlow, that is a cutting edge technology to help people to find actually what they want. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of similar to YouTube, you know, so you see YouTube and Google will provide you might also like to see something. I think same technology, right? So both based on TensorFlow. So after we launched that technology, so our average daily listening time just increased to 100 minutes.
So with increasing technology, I also found on your app that you have an Ethereum wallet in there.
Yeah.
What's the point of that? And why did you decide to put a cryptocurrency wallet in a podcast app?
Actually, that is a good question, because for digital content industry, I think there are some difficult problems that we should solve. So we keep receive user feedback and we keep connecting podcasters. both sides have their, how to say, difficulty. For example, so you are the podcaster, right? So Crypto 101 is already a very good channel. So you got your like big audience group, and maybe you monetize, your monetization is kind of easy. But for those like long tail ones, some of them have good thing, but it's really hard for them to be rewarded. So iTunes podcast won't give them money, right? If they upload their content to maybe other websites, so they might got some like a smaller part of like advertisement fee shared from the platform, but it's not enough for their good quality content. And also for audience, they spend time to listen to the comments, and they even help us to increase Castbox quality. So for example, so when we start, so now we cover 70 different languages, over 175 countries. So from the beginning, to localize the UI, we have to get help by maybe Google Translate. So some of them are just nonsense. So there are a lot of volunteers comment, I can help you with, for example, I can help you with the Japanese translation. And we do not know how to reward them, actually. So because at that time, we even do not have a like, we are all free. We even do not have the premium version. So we don't know how to say thank you to them. We cannot just send money to them. So we can maybe just send them a company t-shirt with a logo. Mm-hmm. But actually, we want to say thank you, and we want to let them be rewarded, and we want to motivate them to contribute more in this community.
Right.
So actually, now we integrate the crypto wallet here. So actually, so audience can get Box when they, for example, they share the good content. If they help us to filter the bad things, mm-hmm. or they just make good comments, make good introduction, or help us to improve Castbox, for example. Also, podcasters, if they got their fan, like audience can use the box they got to like reward the podcaster. So if, for example, you already on our platform, right? So mm-hmm. you feel fancy, oh, okay, Crypto 101 is super good. So they can just donate by box.
Okay. So yeah, I saw that the app has Ethereum and Box. Where could people get the Box token? And is there a shape shift swap in the app, or are you on an exchange? How do you get the Box token?
For now, for this stage, we got airdrop. So you can go to contentbox.one to check. So you download the app, you share the app, you can get, you join the Telegram group, so you can get the Box token. And by the end of this month, we will just launch the donation function, so they can just award Box to Crypto 101. And then later in Q3, so we will launch the how to earn Box by maybe sharing, maybe make comments, so maybe help us to build community. So that means within 2018, so people can get Box when they make contribute to the community. Mm-hmm. And also we made a pre-sale, so we didn't have ICO, but we made a pre-sale to private funds, and we got the plan to get listed on exchange. So after that, so people can also get a Box from market.
Oh, right on. You have 17 million users right now on Castbox. How do you make money?
So now we still make money from advertisement.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're putting advertisement on the app?
Yeah, similar thing, but we do that really under control. So I think for now, for this stage, the main purpose for us is still not monetization. We still want to focus on the growth, actually. So we control the advertisement really, really low. So we do not spend so many efforts on how to make money now. So our like efforts are still focused on how to have more audience. So how to make Castbox have more impact in the industry. And also maybe after that, we can try to make monetization other than advertisement, like just maybe other than display advertisement, that is kind of a low, right? It's pretty low, but like spoken commercial thing, or even change to knowledge or IP payment, that will be more effective and user-friendly, right?
So I'm just curious, because yeah. I don't know how to monetize. Look, 17 million users is a good number. It's a lot of people. If this was a TV show, you'd have the number one TV show in America. Are you guys making money? Are you profitable? with 17 million users, or are you still trying your best to break even?
Now our advertisement income has already can cover our daily operational and developing fee.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, congratulations. Yeah. Now we know about you. We know about CastBox. We know about the podcast app. We know that you have a wallet that takes ETH. You have your Box token. You're not only making a podcast app, you're also making a crypto-friendly ecosystem where you can use cryptocurrency to reward content creators and incentivize people on your platform. But now you have something else coming out. You have Content Box, and that is completely on the blockchain, and you have your own blockchain to support Content Box. What is Content Box?
So you can consider Content Box as a blockchain infrastructure dedicatedly designed for digital content industry. So within Content Box, we get three different important components. That is Box Payout, Box Password, and Box Impact. So all the goal for this thing is to like enable a unified payout system, a shared content pool, and also a shared user pool. So that will make CastBox from audio platform, even to be a like leader for digital content industry, I think. Yeah. And also that will benefit all different stakeholders, not only like content consumers and creators, but even like advertisers and platforms and developers. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's just say there's a guy named Johnny, and Johnny is just a dude. He's sitting over in, say, let's say Ohio, and he's doing his thing in Ohio. What can Johnny do with Content Box?
Yeah, so for example, so Johnny need to drive long time when they go to work and when he go back to home. So he listen to podcasts by CastBox, for example. And, you know, so we got the critical crypto wallet integrated, so he can get rewarded when they when he listen to a podcast, and when they make contributions, he can get Box, right? But he won't only listen to podcasts, right? So he will still like go to see like short videos, and he will read articles. And so now he can get rewarded for all these content consumption, right? Yeah, and also if he would like to be a like content creator, for example, so he want to build up his own channel, not only for maybe podcast, but even like he want to write his own blog or like build up the video channel. So maybe he do not have the promotion channel, or he's not very big name in the content industry. So it's really hard for him to kick out and to be rewarded. Maybe he will try some program, for example, like Patreon, but that is still like time consuming. He need to like register and take the link, and he need to have his users like have the PayPal or credit card linked.
Right.
And got maybe got payment only once per month. But if he come to like Content Box, all the debt on Content Box, so all the like content consumption which can bring him Box, he can get it immediately, and he do not even need to like log in so many different platforms to manage so many different like income resources. And maybe for the next stage, he got enough income and a good number of audience, and he want to promote himself more. So he want to make advertisement for his content. So he do not need to go to maybe Google AdWords, Facebook, so many different like platforms to build his account to track the performance. He can use Content Box to make his own advertisement, and he can get every like cost clearly listed because that is on blockchain, so everything is transparent. And so he do not need to put so many efforts to make the management thing and to track the cost and calculate the ROI, and he can just clearly find his ROI because he can see their audience increase, and he can just directly calculate his reward increase, kind of thing. Yeah.
All right, cool. I have a lot of questions now about Content Box. So Content Box is a platform. Let's just say I've always thought about doing YouTube, but I don't want to do YouTube for a couple reasons. One, there's already a lot of YouTube people, and so it's very saturated already. And I want to be able to do something special. So is Content Box a platform where, say, for example, me can make videos on your platform? It's like the YouTube boom. I'm on Content Box. Instead of saying, hey, let's go YouTube something, make YouTube videos, I say, I'm going to go make Box videos. So is that what Content Box is?
I think Content Box is a like protocol layer infrastructure. So Content Box won't be an app, but so many different apps can be on Content Box. For example, somebody can like create a video app which like supported by Content Box, and you can bring your own video on it. Because we provide Box and Pack, so the dApp developer can easily integrate into the Content Box, and the Box can be the token this new video app use, and you will upload your video here, and so you can get Box. Actually, now beside Castbox, we already got one short video app, and the other one is like image app. Is planning to on our Content Box. Okay. So I think that will be the number will still like increasing. So actually, this is a like something similar like Ethereum, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my next question is so Johnny's making his podcast or he's making his content using Content Box, and he's getting rewarded or paid in Box. You said it's transparent. Is there any way to make it private? Because here is the issue from content creators. Sometimes, you know, YouTubers get really big. They get 1 million, 2 million, 5 million, 10 million subscribers to their YouTube channel. So they make literally almost $1 million a month, some of these guys. If people see how much they're making on the blockchain, don't you think that's a risk? Can they hide that?
Yeah. So that is why you should use Content Box other than Ethereum. So we take that into consideration. That is why because we in touch with so many podcasters, many of them have the similar concern. So when we design our chain, so we will take that into consideration. So we will make that thing not be viewable. So for other guys other than the content creators. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to make it private so people can get paid in Box, but the creators can keep that private so they only can see the revenue.
Yeah.
Okay, but they also could make it transparent if they want to, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So there's like an on and off switch. Let people see or don't let people see.
Mm. Yeah, and also maybe for in the future so we can just optimize it further to see what people's like requirement is actually, but now we're already aware that people have this privacy requirement. So if they use just Ethereum, everything people can see, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool. I want to juxtapose this with Steemit. Steemit has a platform for blogging, and then they have rewards for clicks and likes and content consumption. So if people are reading my blog, then I get paid in Steem token. For my contribution, if people are liking it or they can send it to me as tips or rewards or whatever because they like my content. What this is doing is making a lot of bad content. Content that's just there for likes. Content that's just there for clickbait. Content that is not really of substance but of entertainment purposes or just to bring people in and to create revenue. How do you manage to have a platform that is based off the same thing of sending Box token for content, yet still make sure your content is good?
So we need to like take the balance. You see, we won't like only use like the play numbers or subscription numbers to identify how good you are. For example, so you got donation. You need to have good quality content. But if you're on the very top positions, but your quality is not good, so you also beside donation, you also will get unlike.
So how do you control the quality? Who says somebody's quality is good or bad, and how do you make that decision? For example, There's YouTube channels like I don't know any YouTube channels, but they're huge. They have millions of subscribers. But I would personally think that they have bad quality. But there's also ones that are really small that have maybe, you know, 10,000 subscribers, yet have very good quality, in my opinion. Who's to make that judgment?
I think it's still the audience, the users. So people will like donate you, and people can also dislike you or even report you, right? So if you just give nonsense thing. So if they report you, so it's also will be like recorded in the system.
Okay. I watched your intro video, and your CEO said a lot of tech things. It seems like she was just teching the tech. She said things like blockchain technology, sharding, Lightning Network, and all these different, you know, buzzwords in the video of this is what Content Box is. How does all of these different technologies, Lightning Network and sharding, for example, they're kind of unrelated? I don't understand how those are going to be integrated into Content Box. And with those technologies integration, how does her video on the website make sense for the average consumer?
I think all those technology we have listed in the video, the goal is the same, is to increase the transaction effectivity, I think. But we might not use them all, so we will just check what is the best solution, actually. So I think a transaction is very critical, even more critical than other industry in digital content industry, because you won't buy maybe 10 or 20 shoes every day, right? But you might buy 10 or 20 songs. So you may need to pay very frequently and also with a small amount. So that requires the payment system to be effective. So that is the problem Ethereum still cannot solve. So we would like to figure out how to solve that problem. Mm-hmm. So with different technologies. So which one will be the best fit? I have to say, I don't know yet because I'm not tech
savvy.
Nobody
knows yet.
Yeah, US, even the US, they say they can solve, but nobody knows, you know?
Right.
So, but we will focus on that because that will be the key. And you see the unified payout system is also the key in our component. So that is the first one, within the three components,
I feel that, and I apologize for this question, it's kind of like if I made a video. The reason why I'm asking about this video, because I looked at the video and I felt that either the CEO did not know about the technology or I was being misled. It's kind of like if I had a car company and said I can use gasoline, nuclear, solar, and all these technologies to power my car. And then at the end of the day, I only can buy a gasoline car. Mm. So I felt that it was a little misled. How can you rectify my feelings from that video? I know you just said that we're going to look for the best technology to do that. However, I still feel that maybe there's still unclarification within your organization of what you're actually going to do.
I think I should send this feedback to our tech team to maybe revise our video to make less confusion, right?
Okay. That was easy.
But that also shows our attendance to that question, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all the like technology we mentioned here is all the aim to that, to solve that problem, because we just like want to focus on that problem.
Do you think that you're going to have that problem? I mean, if this is only a monetization system of attention and consumption, because you said you're not a platform, if you were a video platform and you said, well, we need to use sharding or some kind of faster input or output technology so that we can, you know, use videos and send video out via the blockchain and, you know, huge contents, and we need to do X amount of, like, you know, 20,000 or 100,000 transactions per second because this... Do you actually need to have that much speed and power for just sending tokens back and forth?
As long as we have many users, I think we need to consider it about that. So think behind, right? So for example, so maybe for PayPal, they need to consider this thing, right? Because they get so many transactions at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent. Is there anything else you want to say about Content Box that we did not touch on yet?
I think we covered them all. Yeah.
All right, cool. Do you own any crypto?
I'm not yet. I think maybe I will all in box.
all in box? Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think is the future of blockchain technology. You have decided to make a podcast app, integrate Ethereum in payments, and now you are using blockchain technology for the future of your company. What do you think the future is? What do you see in 5 years or 10 years using blockchain technology?
I think now the blockchain is still in very, very early stage, right? So I guess nobody can predict what will happen in 5 years, but at least the concept of decentralized should be still in everybody's mind. So now maybe some of the blockchain projects have already maybe turned on the wrong direction, I have to say. Mm-hmm. So maybe from a technology thing, it kind of covered to a financial activity or something. Mm-hmm. I think the most like successful program should be those guys who focus on both technology and user feedback and user experience. So for these two different things, so people who focus on these two areas will finally be success. Yeah.
Gotcha. Why did you guys decide to start your own blockchain and not just use like an ERC-20 token or base it off of like the Zilliqa network or Ethereum network? Why your own blockchain?
Now we are still using the ERC-20, mm-hmm. but we are developing our main chain just because the reason we have already mentioned before, because the digital content industry is so different. So maybe the privacy requirement, the transaction efficiency requirement cannot be met by all these existing blockchain. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good idea to try our own solution. But we still like keep looking at those things existing. Maybe sometimes even maybe after 1 year, there's a like one very successful solution. We can adopt that. So mm-hmm. it's still open to discuss, but we are not very satisfied with what already in the market. So that is why we are building our own solution.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, cool. Sherman Lee, before I ask this last question, I want to say thank you very much for coming on Crypto 101, and it was a pleasure getting to know you and talking to you.
Thank you, Matthew. Crypto 101 is a perfect podcast. I would like to recommend you to all our audience.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Maybe we'll see a Crypto 101 ad on CastBox one of these days. What podcast would you recommend to people who are listening right now? Besides Crypto 101, of course.
I think it just depends on different guys' preference, actually. So I think the most popular category on our platform is like news related, mm-hmm. financial suggestion related, and like entertainment thing. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of jokes are very welcome. I think that is related to our audience group, the demographic feature. So mm-hmm. we got maybe the male to female ratio is 2-to-1. And the age range is among 25 to 45. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think these guys have big interest in blockchain, actually. Okay. So I think Crypto 101 can maybe work together with CastBox because we have the exact target audience for you guys. But if we want to maybe I would like to suggest some music instead. Pure music, maybe. That's classical music, for
example. Absolutely, please.
Like Bach's cello suites, maybe for you guys, because I think Bach's music is very, how to say, under control, you know. He didn't put in so many ornament in that. So mm-hmm. everything of him is structured, under control, but smoothly related to each other. I think that is also the same feature your program has, actually.
I'm a big Bach fan myself. Actually, if I was going to recommend, I would recommend Bach's Inventions. Sherman Lee, thank you very much for coming on Crypto 101. You have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. L'envie a empoisonné l'esprit des hommes. Nous avons développé la vitesse pour nous enfermer en nous-mêmes. Notre savoir nous a fait devenir cyniques. Nous sommes inhumains à force d'intelligence.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Crypto 101. If you want to know more or my personal opinions about CastBox, ContentBox, and Sherman Lee and the whole company altogether, please go check out the roundup.
I'll give you my opinions of what we talked about and just my overall feeling about them in general. For the next episode of Crypto 101, we talk to Oz Sultan. Oz is a board member on the Homeland Security Foundation. He's also the chief strategist for Sultan Interactive Group. And, well, we just had a great conversation. We covered a lot. We touched on politics. We touched on blockchain. We touched on security. We touched on race. We talked about divisions in the United States and similarities. So check out that podcast. It's a lot of content in there. And I hope you enjoy. Before we go, apogeecrypto.com. That's apogeecrypto.com. The best place to check your real-time prices. Cryptonews.com for your news. And wponthefly.co if you need a website. We'll see you in the next episode of Crypto 101. Ne vous battez pas pour l'esclavage, mais pour la liberté.